have you say 1-800-422-416. Going to catch over yarn with my guest here in the studio. I'm talking John Winnetong, and we're going to have a yarn about the Featherfoot Chronicles series of books. John, very good morning, my brother. How are you?
Good morning, Trev, and good morning to all your listeners too. To all the Aboriginal elders, past and present, I'd like to give my respect as well, and pay respects to all the people, Aboriginal people around Australia. Actually, anybody that's listening to this, any Aboriginal person that's listening to this, it's a wonderful station.
Yeah, thank you, brother. Keep talking. Yes,
and
thank you, brother.
It's one of the only places I can ever go to get Murray music.
There you go.
Or Indigenous music.
I heard that. So for our deadly listeners out there, John, just let the mob know who you mob and where you're from, brother.
My mother was Auntie Lorna Winnetong, and her mother was a Cubby Cubby woman. Mm. He used to live down at Lomead. So they're down at the Cubby Cubby people are down in southeast Queensland, and have had quite a huge area, I've just found out, where they used to travel.
Yes.
So that's where my mob's from. And I'm one of the very lucky people, I guess, Trev, that I wasn't brought up in a community. Mm. I was brought up in town.
Yes.
And my mother, and it was actually her mother that started the whole thing for our family in education. So her mother had 16 children, and those 16 children never missed a day of school.
There you go. Because the teacher was living with them.
Exactly.
That's right. You can't wag this class. That's beautiful.
So she made every one of them go to school. Every one of those children became managers, became foremen, became mechanics, became tradespersons. Yeah. They were all leaders of everything they did. They managed farms for cotton and other things around the country.
They say when the student is ready, the teacher will arrive, you know. And we have teachings as teachers from our elders, you know.
Absolutely.
What I mean?
And, absolutely.
We need to travel with that open mind and with that respect for our elders.
But the great thing is, Trev, there's still a lot of knowledge here left in Australia.
Yes.
There's more knowledge than people believe is still left here, which is a fantastic thing, because it was basically tried to be deleted from history.
That's right.
And it's such a pity. Aboriginal culture in Australia, 50,000 years of Aboriginal culture in Australia, and no civil wars, no making of slaves.
And you can't squash that history. You can't squash that knowledge.
Well,
you know?
It
was tried.
People tried.
Yeah, that's right.
But here we are. We are with, what is it, 200 doctors this year.
Mm-hmm.
The small programs that I've been working in over the years, some of them have grown to where we've got, I think it's 30 or 40 plus youth from Cape York remote communities with university degrees.
Yes.
When the programs were started in 2005.
Yeah, that's right.
People said that couldn't be done, but our youth got a chance, and they've proved that totally wrong.
Success is the best revenge, and we've got our mob across this deadly country of ours standing up, and all different industries, all different types of education, but it's leading from the front, isn't it, brother?
Absolutely, absolutely. I don't have any doubt that within 50 years we will have a permanent place in Parliament here.
Yes.
Because we haven't got a treaty as yet.
And if not, a black Prime Minister.
Well, if not a black Prime Minister.
That's right, yes.
But I don't have any doubt in that, because we've survived everything harsh that has been thrown at us for 200-plus years.
And we're still standing.
Not only are we still standing, but we're going ahead. We're advancing.
We're
becoming leaders everywhere. And all it took was a mere few hundred years to change 50,000 years of our culture for us to adapt to this society. That's amazing in anybody's
mind. It's amazing, and be careful of an educated black man, black woman, you know what I mean?
Dangerous people.
That's right, and with the education of the white man world, but our feet are in both camps. We've still got our culture.
Absolutely, you can't let go of that because it's in your genes.
Yes. So quickly, tell us about the Featherfoot Chronicles series of books. This sounds like a one of the children's movies from Disneyland with Tom Hanks. So tell us about that, brother.
I hope it's not Tom Hanks if the movie ever gets made.
That's
or Tom
right.
Cruise,
you, yeah.
please.
That's right. Thank you, brother.
Look, about five, I've been on your show talking about this before, but about 5 years ago, I had to stop work because of injuries. And my stepdaughter at the time, I was starting to go a bit insane because Murray's worked since he was 15 years old and I had to stop work. I had a few other shocks in my life at the time, so I needed a goal, something to do. And though I couldn't work for my mob, I thought, you know what I can do is write. I can write for my mob. I can tell the whole world and our own people the colour and vibrancy I saw when I looked back and researched Aboriginal history in Australia. So my stepdaughter actually said to me, why don't you write some of those stories down? And in about 3 months, I wrote four stories. I put those four stories into the first Black and White competition here in Queensland, which was State Libraries. And I got a highly commended. There was only two highly commended given in Australia, and two were here in Cairns.
There you go.
And that was the inaugural Black and White competition.
So with respect, but your injury was an angel in disguise, so to speak. It opened up the
I would never have written the books if the terrible injuries and things hadn't stopped me from working and from –